First and 10, Rockets from their own 40-yard line. O'Hare brings Connor Dean in motion. The give is pulled from Moorhead's belly as O'Hare kept it. Gain of 2 on first down to the 42-yard line. As we are just underway here in the fourth quarter between the Dragons and the Rockets, who lead 27-25. Brandon Davis comes back onto the field, getting a breather there on first down. Second down and 8. Shelby moving from left to right across the dial. Here's a sweep pitch to Davis coming to the near side. He's got a block across the 45, still moving at the 47. Knocked out of bounds at about the 48-yard line, and Hayden Tedford comes over hustling out of bounds to come pick up his guy.
It's a veteran offensive lineman there.
There's a flag on the play here. Just now seeing that on the ground at about the 40-yard line. And it's going to be holding against Shelby County. 11 penalties combined in the first half between these two teams, and another one here against the Rockets will nullify the run by Davis, bringing it all the way back to the about the 31 of Shelby County. Colin O'Hare in the shotgun. Keon Stone goes in motion. They'll fake the pitch to him. Looking to throw is O'Hare. He makes a man miss. He's under pressure as he steps up now. He'll actually gain about a yard as he scrambled away from pressure, but credit the South Oldham defense there as they had pretty good coverage downfield.
You know, and it's a really good play by Colin O'Hare not to force the ball or anything. There was nobody open on the play. Could have been a lot worse besides just to duck his head and get a yard or two and live to play another down.
It'll bring up third and long from the 32-yard line. The Rockets have got to get all the way out across midfield for a first down. And unlike Drain, O'Hare's not a passing quarterback. So we'll see what they've got up their sleeve here as Davis comes in motion and a whistle here before the play. And a delay of game penalty going to back Shelby County up 5 more yards. So it was 3rd and 18, now becomes 3rd and 23 back at the 27. You wonder here if the Rockets will open the playbook to throw it. 3rd and 23. Drops back, tries to screen to Davis, tries to set up a few blocks for him downfield. He's got an open field to the near sideline. Oh, what a crackback block. Makes a man miss. Oh, what a nice hit there by Keaton Johns. Alan Davis. Oh, wow, there's a few good blocks there.
We have seen some big hits tonight.
There's been no shortage of big hits as the run comes up about 9 yards short, 8 yards short of the first down. I thought Davis had a chance to break it, but nice hit and tackle by Keenan Johns, and now Edwards will come on to punt. Edwards standing at his own 30. High snap. He jumps up to get it. This is another wobbly punt. Johns fumbles it and falls right back on it. A flag on the play. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call the
kick-catch interference.
Kick-catch interference here against Shelby County. I don't know, though. Do you got to touch the guy, or do you have to just be within a certain amount?
There's a two-yard halo that if you enter, then you've got to give the punt returner space to catch the ball. But it didn't look like he had room.
I think he had plenty of room. I'm not sure I agree with the call, but I almost felt like the penalty was called because he fumbled the football, and I don't think that's fair. However, 9-11 to go here. It is the kick-catch interference against Shelby County, and instead of re-electing to kick, they will take the 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. You can hear the fan reaction here on the home sideline. They don't agree with the call either. Not in the minority on that one. 9 minutes, 11 seconds to go in the fourth. South trailing 27-25 as they'll start this drive from the 37-yard line, first and 10. Shelby County has all 11 defenders within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage here. Three running back set. They pitch it out to Peyton George around the right side. He bounces outside, and he has speed and space, and he is off to the races. Down the sideline,
wow,
into the end zone, and South Oldham has their first lead of the game with 8:59 left to play here in the ballgame.
What a turn of events we have here. And Peyton George, credit to him. He hit a burst down the sideline, and even the speedy Brandon Davis couldn't run him down.
63-yard touchdown run there from Peyton George. 31-27. Here's Parker Clare, the kicker, on for the extra point try. The kick is up and good.
And South Oldham has come roaring out of the locker room.
Tell you what, they were down 20-6 to start. They have outscored Shelby County 26-7 in this second half, and now lead it 32-27. We'll step away. This is high school football on WXLN.
Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Hall Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Kick return here by Brandon Davis for Shelby County out across the 30-yard line. We'll see how far they'll spot him out. Looked like he's about the 33. A nice return from the goal line by the Rockets number two. A near side official, a side judge here. He got run over, I believe, by a South Oldham defender who is in pursuit of the play. Now Brandon Davis is on the sideline over here. Looks like he may be going to catch his breath here on first down and get the official situation sorted out here and get ready to play. But what a turn of events as South Oldham has flipped the script here on Shelby County, leading 32-27 with just under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Colin O'Hare in at quarterback for the Rockets. He'll keep the option, and he'll be dropped in the backfield for a loss. And, you know, I hate saying it, but you can kind of see the indecision in the junior quarterback.
Yeah, he's just, you know, a little bit indecisive on when to keep and pitch, and usually you don't see that with a Tyler Drain with his experience. And, you know, nothing against Colin O'Hare. He just doesn't have the game experience.
You're right.
And so, moving forward, this could actually be a blessing in disguise for the Rockets to have this magnitude of a game experience for Colin O'Hare.
They'll send Connor Dean in motion to the near side. O'Hare's going to keep it again. Dropped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. And a flag on the play here. Brandon Osorto in a scuffle down at the other end of the field, away from the play. And we'll wait and see who this is going to be against. This is the second time we've seen him in a scuffle. He's going to actually be subbed out of the game here by Coach Shipley. Dead ball, personal foul. It's actually against South Oldham and Shelby County, and they'll offset. That's kind of the official's way of saying I'm not going to say who won that fight. So it'll bring up third down and about nine to go, and the fans on the far visitor sideline all come to their feet and applause for the effort they've seen here by this South Oldham defense here on this drive. 7:55 to go in the ballgame. Shelby trailing 27-32. Here's the snap on third down. They give us to Moorhead up the middle. He's over the 40. and he'll be brought down at the 41-yard line, and that's going to bring up fourth down and about 2 yards to go.
And this will be interesting to see what Coach Shipley does here. 7:36 left to go.
Down five. 7:30 in the clock rolling. They're going to keep the offense on the field. Colin O'Hare marching back out to the huddle here. Obviously got to look for the hard count. But I'd look to give it to Moorhead here and let him try to get out across that marker. O'Hare in the shotgun sends Dean in motion, takes a snap, going to keep it. Quarterback has it. He's still moving across midfield.
Oh, he's a tackle. He's still running. Bounces off a defender inside the 30.
Wow.
And what an effort by the junior backup quarterback.
Wow.
We thought he was down at midfield. He spun out of a pile, runs it into Dragon territory, and the Rockets spotted down at the 27-yard line, first and 10.
And that is a momentum changer.
Whew.
Right there. Great run by Colin O'Hare.
Colin O'Hare kept it after slipping it from the belly of Caleb Moorhead. And a huge run here to pick up the first down. They won't throw the flag for movement on the hard count, so O'Hare comes to the sideline, calls a play. First and 10 from the 27. Here's the snap. The give is to Moorhead. He's wrapped up.
Wow.
He's almost swallowed by 76, Graham Ashkettle. And now Coach Shipley wants a little extracurricular here. There was a lot going on down there after the whistle. They'll give him forward progress to the 25, so a 2 yard gain on first down with 6 minutes and 13 seconds here. Clock is still rolling, and Shelby County trying to punch in the go-ahead score. They break the huddle here. Under 6 minutes to play. Second down and 8. Colin O'Hare in the gun. Sends Stone in motion. Going to give it to Davis coming to the near sideline. Looking for a block. Tiptoes around the 25. He'll go out of bounds for a loss on the play.
That's a good, good tackle.
And
there,
a flag comes in late now. This might be another one against South Oldham. They were begging for something over here on the sideline. And 79. Noah Jones was, I think, asking the official to get a holding call. I don't think that official appreciated the notion, and he tossed the pink flag. It's a dead ball, personal foul against Shelby County. Another personal foul against South Oldham, and they offset. I mean, it's a coward's way of throwing a flag. I just don't like it. I'm pretty sure the mic was on. When somebody here in the press box said this whole crew is bad. A timeout on the field. I'm sorry, folks. I'm pretty sure the PA announcer just told the officials that the whole crew is terrible. It's not too far from the truth. They've been pretty good for most of the night here. We'll keep it here as a timeout is taken by South Oldham here. But 5:41 as we set the scene here, B. Rockets trail 32-27. Third down and 6.
And this one hasn't disappointed. This has been
it's been quite a game.
I mean, from Shelby County, the utter domination that they displayed in the first half. And Coach Reed must have said something, did something in the locker room.
He lit a fire.
And South Oldham came out firing on all cylinders. And now we've got ourselves in a tight one here.
You've got to expect this is four down territory for Shelby County from their own 24-yard line. It is third down and 6. They send Keon Stone and Brandon Davis out far to the left. Catlett here to the near side as Davis comes in motion. It's a pass over the middle to Catlett. He's got the first down inside the 15-yard line. And a clutch third down throw from the junior quarterback. And a nice catch from Keyshawn Catlett. First down, Shelby County.
And you cannot give enough credit to Colin O'Hare. Again, coming off the bench cold and just marching this offense right down the field.
And a guy like Keyshawn Catlett, Hayden Tedford, some of these guys coming over here, senior leaders, picking O'Hare up, saying, hey, we got you, let's go play. First and 10 with 5:20 left to go here. Takes the snap, gives up the middle to Moorhead. He's got a hole inside the 10 as he's brought down close to, looks like the 7, maybe 8-yard line. Moorhead's on the ground now. He's rolling around. So that's not a good sign. Now he's going to finally pop up. Going to come out of the game for at least a play, but, yeah, good sign to see Moorhead after he was rolling around pop right back. 5:06, gain of 6 on the first down run for Moorhead. You can hear the Rocket faithful here on the home side.
Great atmosphere.
Yeah, it's a good crowd here tonight on senior night. Second down and 4 as O'Hare brings Jose Carrias out with him in the backfield, filling in for Moorhead. They're going to fake it and throw to Davis here on the near sideline. It's a screen. He's going to turn the jets on, get into the end zone, fumbles the football. It's in the end zone on the ground. Catley recovers it. They call it a touchdown. Wow.
What a play.
What a heads-up play by the senior wide receiver. Davis went out of bounds but fumbled it inbounds into the end zone. Catlett never gave up on the play. He fell on it in the end zone, which is totally legal. And the official calls the touchdown correctly.
They're going to go for 2 here, I believe.
They are. Shelby County will have the 1-point lead at the moment, 33-32 with 4 minutes, 44 seconds. Left to play in the exciting game here at Robert Doyle Stadium. Timeout, Shelby County leading 33-32.
Wow.
What a crazy turn of events there. It was a great play design, B. They ran the fake to Carrias to the left side, swing it out to Davis. It wasn't actually a pass. It was a swing pass, but it was actually a lateral. And Davis, of course, turns the jets on. Tried to get in the end zone, but took a hit. Ball pops out, goes into the end zone. Catlett, heads-up play.
Heads-up play, absolutely.
Makes maybe what could be, you know, looking back at this, there's going to be several key plays, but that's a big one.
And Catlett hadn't really made that big play, but, man, he's done all the little things.
He always seems to have he always has some way of contributing in a way that goes unnoticed. And what a play. And so after the timeout, Shelby County will trot the offense out. They're going to go for 2 here, leading by a point, 33-32. They'll send 3 wideouts to the far left side of the formation, trying this to the north end zone. South Oldham runs a defender in here late. They had a man short. O'Hare gives it up the middle, and I believe it's going to be short. Wait for the indication. It's Carrias
close
on the carry. Oh, he's down in there close. Let's see where they spot him.
Short.
And he is short. But although the conversion fails, the Rockets have the lead, 33-32. And so with under 5 minutes to go, it's going to be a battle of will between the Dragons and the Rockets in the final regular season game of this year. We'll step away for a break. You're listening to High School Football on 93.3.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy, and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Under 5 minutes to go. Josh Edwards' kick goes to the end zone for a touchback, and South Oldham brings their offensive unit onto the field to start from their own 20. Shelby County just punched in the go-ahead score, leading 33-32. 4 minutes, 44 seconds left to go as South Oldham takes possession, moving from right to left across the dial, wearing white jerseys tonight, green pants, green helmets. Salby going to hand it off to freshman Keaton Martin up the middle. He'll gain about one or two before being brought down. And Shelby County defenders out there looking to this home crowd, asking for a little energy. Clock running under 4.5 to go. Was a 2-yard gain on first down, a 2nd and 8 from the 22. Freshman Keaton Martin lines up in the backfield behind Zalby, who's under center. Zalby drops back to pass, going to look deep down the middle of the field. In coverage is Brandon Davis, and under the throw, flag? On Brandon Davis for pass interference.
That was great coverage.
I mean, wow, I hate to make this about a call, but my goodness, Davis has been airtight in coverage all night long, and I guess the official just didn't like how close maybe he got into the hip pocket of receiver there, but 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage, automatic first down, so they'll move it out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, 1st and 10, South Oldham. 4:04 left to go. Here's a man in motion is Peyton George, but they'll give it up the middle to the freshman Martin as he falls down over the 40. Gain of about 3 on the first down run. Clock running here, under 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in this one. Shelby County leading by a point, 33-32. South Oldham has 2 timeouts left. Ball at their own 41-yard line, 2nd down and 6. Zalby goes under center. Going to give to Martin again up the middle. He's met by Carias, who strips the ball away.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Jose Carias almost had the football out of the arms of Keaton Martin, but they will spot Martin down at the 43-yard line, and here's 3rd down and 4. Zalby under center. Turns around, gives it to Martin. No, he's going to... Yeah, he does. He gives it to Martin, who's brought down
short
for no gain. They gave him forward progress to the 45, and so now Coach Reed here with 2:48, going to probably be... You know, you're forced to go for it here if you're South Oldham on 4th down. Spotted the ball at the 45-yard line. He's got to get to the 47, out past the 47, and here we go. 4th down and 2. 2:28, and the clock running in the 4th. Zalby under center. Takes the snap. Gives the option pitch to the outside.
Uh-oh.
It's Peyton George, and he has got speed. Makes a man miss. Now he's down the sideline. He's run out of bounds inside Rocket territory. No flags on the play, and that was a great play call there. An option pitch by Zalby out to number 10, Peyton George.
And the receiver out wide there threw a fantastic block that sprung Peyton George down the sideline.
2:13 to go. Clock stopped as they ran George out of bounds. They'll spot the ball at the Rockets' 31-yard line. 1st and 10, South Oldham. Here's the snap. Zalby gives it around.
Oh,
and a
wow.
Hit in the backfield. What a play. Justice Powers, the senior defensive back, comes in and tackles Peyton George for a loss on the play.
You won't see a better tackle right there than that right there.
They spot him down for a 4-yard loss back to the 35-yard line. Clock running at 1:49. 2nd down and 14 to go. Shelby leading 33-32. Dalby going to have two wideouts here, make it three to the near sideline. Martin in the backfield behind him. He'll drop back the pass, looks for a deep ball down the right sideline, overthrows his intended target, and it'll fall incomplete. Nice coverage there from the Rockets, number 27. Not sure who's wearing that number for Shelby County. But it will be a timeout taken here by South Oldham. Their second timeout with 1:31 to go, trailing 33-32. That's a lot of numbers to throw at you. Let me say that like one more time here. Rockets lead it 33-32 with a minute 31 to go. Third down and 14.
And South Oldham being backed up behind the sticks here is a little bit forced to go to the air, which they have not had success with tonight. One play action pass in the third quarter, but outside of that, it's been.
I'd be curious to see if Coach Reed, if Jamie doesn't try to maybe give a little dose of Shipley's medicine back to him here.
Screen.
Give him a screen or something in the middle of the field. Try to get maybe a shot at a field goal. Or better, with 1:31 to go. Here's third and 14 for Drew Zalby under center. Going to drop back and pass. He's going to be pressured. This one going to fall short of his receiver over
pressure
the middle. And that falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 14 for South Oldham from their own 35-yard line with 1:27 to go.
And Jordan Nava there, defensive lineman for the Rockets, was almost immediately in the backfield.
He almost had him. He had almost made contact with Zabi as he threw the football. And so here we go once again. A timeout taken by head coach Jamie Reed in South Oldham. Their final timeout of the game. 1:27 to go. 33-32. Rockets leading the undefeated South Oldham Dragons. We'll keep it here as I'm not sure how long this timeout will take, but, boy, you got to give a lot of credit to the South Oldham Dragons. Come back, being down 14 in the break, set the tone for the second half, and their fate is in their hands.
And if you're Coach Reed here, you've got to be a little bit concerned with the amount of pressure that Shelby's been able to apply on Drew Zalby. Hadn't had much time to throw the ball tonight. And this is obviously a passing situation here.
Fourth down and 14. The ball is spotted at the Shelby County 35-yard line. Drew Zalby in the offense come off the South Oldham sideline. He goes under center. Going to drop back to pass. Now he steps up looking to run. He'll throw it deep over the middle. Has a man in the end zone just out of the hands of his intended target. It falls incomplete. And Shelby County is going to hold on to win this game with 1:20 to go. 33-32.
And man, oh,
holy moly.
It's been that kind of game.
The intended receiver down in the end zone was Peyton George, and I don't think he actually looked like he had a shot to get it. And then at the last second, he went up, and it bounced off the fingertips in the end zone and fell incomplete.
I'm
mistaken. What a game. It was Brandon Ellsbury, the receiver down there, who's just now slowly walked off the sideline. He's going to get a word of encouragement here, I believe, from Coach Reed and some other players and coaches. But it was a lot closer. Credit Zalby. He was under pressure, stepped up, ran away from it, and then heaved it into the end zone. He had single coverage down there. And it was just a matter of inches.
And it's been that way the entire game.
It's been a matter of inches, hasn't it?
It's been a battle of inches.
Shelby County's offense takes over here at the 35-yard line. Backup quarterback Colin O'Hare in the shotgun. He'll have Davis and Keon Stone here huddled up next to him. He's in the shotgun. He'll take a knee with 1:20 on first down. Clock is now moving. And you can see some of these Rocket seniors start to give each other high fives and hugs and pats on the back. And I got to tell you, it's been a great season here calling games for this team. Last week was about as good as they've played, but I got to say, I think this game was as exciting as it gets when it comes to high school football.
And they were tested in the second half. Tyler Drain goes down. Colin O'Hare comes in and does a solid, solid job in the second half with this Rocket offense.
O'Hare takes a knee on second down. Clock is at 30 seconds now. We'll see if they've got to run another play. I think once this whistle blows, they can pretty well march it out to midfield. Coach Reed takes his bunch, and that's exactly what they'll do. They'll start making the walk to shake hands. And how about this? The first loss of the South Oldham season going to come at the hands of the Shelby County Rockets in the final game of the year. 33-32 is the final score. Shelby County will finish their season 9-1, just like the Dragons. And they will go into the playoffs next week riding a ton of momentum. What a ball game, folks. Two great teams giving everything they had here in the finale. And Shelby County comes away with the win. 33-32, our final score here tonight at Robert Doyle Stadium. Stick around. We'll have post-game analysis and comment coming up next. This is high school football on Power 93.3 WXLN.
This has been Rockets Football on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. The game was proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Saxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Stand by, the post-game show is next on your hometown sports station for the Rockets. Power 93.3, WXLN, and WXLNRadio.com.